Okay, so we are recording now. And Terry, for starters, please state your name and your title.
My name is Terry Rummery, and I'm the owner of Rummery & Associates. We're the economic development firm. One of our clients happens to be the city of Chillicothe.
Now, Terry, you played, as I understand, you played a huge part in bringing these two companies to Chillicothe. Will you start out by explaining to me a little bit about what you did a few months ago?
Well, actually, believe it or not, it actually started about 4.5 years ago. We started this project through a lead from the state of Missouri and the Kansas City Area Development Council, which Chillicothe and its partners belong to. We received this lead. They came in 2 or 3 times for visits, and then the last time they came in, we were able to convince them to take the building that used to be the Gear for Sports building, and they took that building. The company is actually two companies. The one company is IBC North America, and its sister company is Clean Tide, and they are going to be both in that building, and they will be separated, but they'll both be sharing part of that building.
And will you explain for me exactly what it is these companies do and how many people from the area they might employ?
The IBC North America actually makes containers, and the biggest customer base they have is the ag business, and they make containers that would hold sprays or whatever it may be. And they actually make those containers for those type of companies. It's a very large operation. Clean Tide, on the other hand, actually will take those containers back from the customers who have no need for them, and they'll either clean them up and refurbish them, or they'll shred them and remake them into new, whatever it may be. So they work hand in hand together, but they're two entirely different companies. Altogether, they plan on employing about 87 people in the next, say, 3 years, and so we were very, very pleased to, obviously, to get them.
And as I understand, the initial wave of hiring is underway right now?
It is. They're hiring right now. I think they're hiring both at their plant, and I think they're also doing some hiring through maybe both of the temp services.
And Terry, do you have any involvement with them now that they've decided to come here? I guess, Are you still working with them?
Oh, yes. We work with them all the time. I work with them, not daily, but I know weekly. We're still doing a lot of stuff that needs to be done to not to finalize it, but we have some programs and things that we are working with them on, and we're trying to get those in place for them. We also have that. I mean, we have that same philosophy. We continue to work with all the customers from the time we land them. Once they land and they decide to choose Chillicothe, We don't just walk off. We continue to work with them. If they have needs, we try to help them.
And going back to when they decided to come to Chillicothe, you guys were up against some pretty stiff competition. Am I correct?
Yeah. Starting way back, the competition was in the Kansas City area, St. Joseph, over in Kansas, and some other communities in North Missouri. And it narrowed down on the last time. It was actually St. Joseph, Leavenworth, and us, and we were able to get that done.
All right. Well, Terry, do you have anything you'd like to add or anything else you think we should touch on?
Well, just, you know, all the main partners in this group, and there were several that made this happen. It wasn't me that did it. It was all the team that put it together. You know, there was Chillicothe Municipal Utilities, there was the City of Chillicothe, Chillicothe Development Corporation, Chillicothe Development, Inc., Farmers Electric Cooperative was a big role in it, Green Hills Regional Planning helped us with some stuff, and then, of course, obviously the state was a big player, and our continuing partner that we always have is Kansas City Area Development Council, which was a real, real help to us in this project, so. It was a team effort, and we were able to put it all together. All of us were very, very pleased.